Hey, you. Today, we're going to start becoming aware of whether our hearts and minds are being conditioned by desire, aversion, or confusion, or whether our hearts and minds are free of these states. And the intention here is to cultivate wisdom. We want to see and to know for ourselves which of these mind states lead us and others to peace and happiness, and which mind states lead to suffering. As Thich Nhat Hanh said, happiness is available. Please help yourselves to it. Now, one way to practice this, which I found to be very useful, comes from the Burmese teacher, Sayadaw Utejaniya, who suggests asking frequently throughout your sitting, or even your day, what is the attitude in the mind right now? Is there desire or clinging? Some kind of leaning forward or reaching? Any grasping in the mind? Is there any aversion? Any anger or hatred? A pushing away? Some kind of resistance to the present moment's experience? Is the mind cloudy, deluded, or confused? Or is the mind open, flowing, bright, and clear in this moment? Now, when we ask these questions, remember, our goal with this practice is not to change our state of mind. It's to notice how the mind is in this moment without reacting to it. We merely want to open to it, become interested in it, as a matter of direct experience. So let's go ahead and begin by opening awareness to the body and body posture. Open to the body breathing. Just allowing breathing to happen all on its own. Open to sounds. Just noticing how effortlessly each sound is known. And whenever a bodily sensation or a sound becomes predominant, let that become the object of awareness. Open to it. Note whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Watch how it changes. And then pay attention to where it goes. Ask yourself, what's the attitude in the mind right now? Is there wanting or expectation? Is the mind reaching or leaning forward? Is there resistance or aversion to what's arising? Any agitation toward your experience? Or is the mind open and receptive and flowing smoothly? Is the mind cloudy and confused in this moment? Or is it bright and vivid, clearly aware of its ever-changing contents. If you find that you've grown distracted, no worries. Just note the thought. Explore whether it's left any trace of desire, aversion, or confusion in the mind. And then watch what happens to it. Where does the thought go? Again, opening to any predominant feelings that arise. And when a pleasant feeling arises, ask the question, what's the attitude in the mind? Is there clinging to the pleasant feeling? Or is there the simple, raw experience of it? When an unpleasant feeling arises, ask the question, what's the attitude in the mind? Is there aversion or resistance? A contraction or tightness in the mind and body? Or is there an openness, a receptivity to the feeling? Are you able to stay interested in it? Soft and open. Again, remember, we're not trying to change anything here. We're just trying to notice whatever is arising without judgment, without reacting to it. Are there any neutral feelings arising? Perhaps with the breath, or in relation to the space in the room. Check the attitude in the mind. Does it get lost or spaced out in the absence of any strong feelings? Or does the mind stay open and interested in whatever neutral feelings are arising? In the last minute of the session, just begin again. Well, thank you again for practicing. As you go about your day today, see if you can remember to check in occasionally to notice whether there are any mind states coloring your awareness. Perhaps set a timer for every hour or two as a reminder to ask, what's the attitude in the mind right now? And I'll see you back here tomorrow.